Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Holly Bailey here, pleased to join you on 99.1. This episode is focused on the Village des Métiers d'Art de Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. It's 5 years in the running, a really unique art circuit that brings in artisans and craftsmen of the Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton village. If you haven't discovered the area, it's a wonderful way to tour around and find beautiful sights, picturesque places to sit and have a picnic lunch, and wonderful people to speak with, to discover their arts and crafts, and just take in a wonderful moment in the countryside. Here to tell us all about it is the president of the non-for-profit, Miss Leanne Chakra. So let's jump right in. So thank you so much for joining us here and for sharing your wonderful news of this fun event that's coming very quickly here to the townships. So I welcome Leanne Chakra. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Holly, for having me.
So we have a really interesting circuit d'art. It's Le Village des Métiers d'Art de Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. Can you tell me how this circuit came to be and perhaps what your role is with this tour?
I had spoken to one of our counselors about 60 years ago, and I had mentioned to her that we have so many wonderful artists here in Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton, and said we should do our own art circuit because, of course, there's always a limited space. Considering that we have about 500 or 600 households, the percentage of artists that are willing to participate is actually quite large. And so we were mulling it over, and we said, why don't we do our own little circuit and just showcase the talents of many of the people here. And we have cinematographers, we have people in many different arts that are still producing or using this as a hobby and so on. And I used to do sculpting, so I opened my garden for a sculpture showcase event as well. And with the approval also of our village council, we started to work on that. And it's been going really strong with, it busy from 10 in the morning until 5 p.m. And, people coming from all over. We've had the locals, of course, but also tourists. And last year, people from the States and Europe and many places, and of course, across Canada. So we really pride ourselves. We're so close to the highway, so it's easy for people to have access. And the choice of artists or artisans that we have is a little different.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because it's not to say just, but it's not just artists. You have craftspeople as well. So it offers a different scope from the other circuits that we enjoy here in the township. So take us there. Who or what can we expect to see for a variety that is?
So apart from artists or painters, of which we have a nice variety, we have different potteries. We have Hélène Fortier, who does the knitted rugs, it's rug hooking, which is something that I think is very popular out east. And she's part of a community in North Hatley, and she does wonderful work. We have Guillaume, also a potter, but then other people, for example, Marie-Ève Dion, who gives courses in natural dyes and prepares the clothing that way. Marie-Claude Blondet, who has her produit d'érable, so all of her maple syrup products, and they're a little different, and including maple sugar, for example. So really, really, really different. Joanne Fontaine is a new person who's joining us this year, and she is by trade a herborist, so a specialist in herbs, and she has a wonderful garden where you can walk around and see all of her her different plants and the medicinal benefits of these plants. And her husband, Gregory, is a beautiful sculptor.
Oh,
So you'll
nice.
see his sculptures as well. And so on and so forth. We have Harry Bird, who's been in Saint-Étienne for 45 years and more, is well known for making furniture. He has his own sawmill, and last year he presented his sawmill to visitors on a certain date. So really, really special. The painters are very varied. We have Sylvie Racicot, Jeanette Gervais, Maria Loire, who's quite well known and who's also participated in the Magog art circuit in the past. Somebody else that's a little different is Raymond Desmarteaux, who is an author. He's actually an actor and used to be a Radio Canada host all over Europe, who has his home in Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton and has just finished writing his fourth book. So he makes presentations on his book.
Oh, nice. I was wondering about that because when you have a videographer or a writer, I'm like, how will they present their works of art to the public when they come? So
Yes, so for example, Miguel Raymond, who is a videographer, has won multiple prizes all over the world on his short films, and he will present his short films at his home.
oh, lovely.
Yeah, and his wife is does Japanese embroidery.
I did notice that.
Yeah, so Japanese
Fantastic.
embroidery and also weaving. She used to weave maps, which was really interesting. So you take a map, like a regular, let's say, map of this area, and what she would do is she would cut it up and then she would weave it. And it had some really interesting effects. And I believe she still has it.
Oh, neat. I see the symbolism in that, like the interconnection and the art that comes from something so solid and graphical to something that's then a creative interpretation. That's a
That's
really neat
right.
idea.
Yes, so she's very, they're all very, very creative in their own ways. We have Julie Bissett, who has a beautiful Airbnb here in Saint-Étienne and has horses and at the same time offers her jewelry and home decor. So she does wonderful work and she incorporates natural elements like feathers and other items into her pieces.
Fabulous. A very different offering. And again, it's specific to your area of Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. So that's
Yes,
wonderful.
very varied. I don't know, I might have forgotten a couple of people, but I would suggest for people to look at our website, which is called Village des Métiers d'Art, SEDB.com, or go to our Facebook page, Village des Métiers d'Art, Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton, and they could get a lot of information.
I believe you have the brochure as well posted on the website and a calendar. So it's
Correct.
quite
So
a.
there's a calendar as well as the, so people can download the actual PDF file. And we will also have some demonstrations. For example, Jacinthe Pilon will be showing a technique of cyano-type print.
I was
So that is
curious
going
about
to be
that.
different. Yeah, and she will be doing this demonstration on Saturdays and Sundays at 2 p.m. And Joanne and Gregory will have their garden visits, a guided tour at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And Gregory is offering one piece that is going to be a collaboration. Everybody can go and add their piece of clay to it, and it's going to be a whimsical, I gather, fun type of clay sculpture that he's going to be burning afterwards.
Wow, I imagine people will really be drawn to that to kind of take part and leave their mark in something so
Yes,
cool.
absolutely.
Nice.
And I think the best advantage of our particular art circuit is that technically you could see it all in one day. because it is only in Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. However, once you get to one place and you have two artists in each spot, it might take a bit more time because you start talking to the artists and so on and so forth. And it makes a wonderful weekend.
I would agree. And the gold in that is the taking the time to be leisurely and really appreciate the works of art and the crafts. And this runs for 3 days, as you're pointing out. So July 31st to August 2nd. So it's, people need to put this on the calendar.
Exactly. So it'll be Friday the 31st all the way until Sunday, every day from 10 to 5. And if you need to have a break, we do have our little co-op. I don't know if you know about it, Holly, but we have a little co-op in the center of Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. And they will have some ready-made boxes, lunch boxes ready for those who would like to sit maybe in the park and have their lunch and then keep on going. So it should be a fun event. And we look forward to welcoming all.
Very cool. And it's such a special space. It's bucolic and gorgeous. So I'm sure you could pick up a little lunch bag picnic and find a wonderful spot to just take in the greenery and the space.
As you know, a lot of our art circuits in the area, whether it's the one that's in Sutton and Knowlton or the one in Magog, we are really blessed because we can go from place to place and admire people's gardens and the flowers, and we'll always find a little spot to sit. We do have our park where there are park benches and so on and so forth where you could sit as well. And the co-op has a nice open area as well where you could sit down. So
okay, so make it a day, make it a weekend. It's yours to discover.
Absolutely. And the more the merrier. We look forward to seeing you all.
Nice. I just wondered what the response has been from, say, the town and sponsors and local merchants, perhaps. Have you had a positive collaborative response?
Yes, we have a list of all of our commanditaires as well on our little pamphlet, and they have been very supportive from the get-go. And we're very thankful to them, as well as our local politicians, the KS du Jardin, and of course, the village of Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. They've been very generous with supporting us.
Great. Well, art is just, it feeds your soul.
And it does.
You know, it really, it permeates out into the community when people are happy and living a great life. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's just, you know, amazing. Such a small village with so many talents. And not only that, it's not, the artists are not always the same. We always have some people that will stop for 1 year and then somebody else will come on. And this year we have 19 artists.
19 artists. And this is your fifth year?
Our fifth year. And we've been up to 22, 23, so.
Okay. And can I ask what it takes to pull this together? Like, what kind of a team do you have working on this?
That has always been the challenge when it comes to volunteering.
Absolutely.
So we're really on a skeleton staff. And since I am not participating this year, I'm doing the brunt of the work as the president and doing the promo and so on and so forth. We're still really looking for somebody who could spend some time a month before the event to promote it properly on Facebook and on all these other sites. But we're still looking for someone. We'd even be willing to pay, but it's difficult, you know, to find someone. So if ever you know of someone, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing this with us and our community. And we hope you have a really wonderful turnout and a really splendid event. Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you very much, Holly. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking to you.
Likewise.
Have a wonderful day and see you on the 31st or the 1st or the 2nd.
Sounds great. It's a date. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you have it, July 31st to August 2nd, right around the corner, 3 days of wonderful arts and crafts through the Village des Métiers d'Art de Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton, We thank Leanne Chakra for sharing this news with us. They're in their fifth year running this tour, and we hope you can make it out for their annual art trail. Again, you can head to their website, which is at villagedesmetiersd'artsedb.com, which stands for Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. So villagedesmetiersd'artsedb.com. There you'll find a calendar, the brochure you can download so you have a map in hand, and we wish you the best of tours. This has been brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada. I'm Holly Bailey, signing off for 99.1.